We've been telling you about the upcoming end of the fiscal year acquisition spree. Today, a vendor's perspective on how to gear up to receive and process an influx of orders. Joining us now to talk about the year-end ordering from a contractor's point of view, Stephanie Ambrose, the vice president at Serco. Ms. Ambrose, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let's talk about what vendors are expecting in terms of volume. What's your advice?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, there are only 51 days left until the end of fiscal year, and that includes weekends and Labor Day. And as of last week, I believe the government still had over $110 billion to spend, so it's a lot of money and not a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're seeing right now, in addition to the usual end-of-year increase in procurement activity, we're also seeing many opportunities that we had expected the RFPs earlier in the year being delayed and being released between now and you know, September, October, November, which is putting a much heavier burden on contractor staff trying to respond to as many opportunities as possible. And right now we're seeing that both government and contractor staff are really stressed out at this point, and it becomes a little more difficult to try to keep those lines of communication open. It's really critical that we're able to communicate with each other as we're seeing this huge influx.
So in other words, contractors just don't sit back and watch the money roll in puffing on cigars. There's a lot of work going on inside that might be invisible to the government that's sending out all those orders. Was that the case?
Yeah, there is a lot of work that goes on. I mean, for a services company like Serco, we really try to understand what our clients' goals are, as well as the work that we're doing to support them in our own contract vehicles. So, you know, we try to start as early as late spring to really get a good understanding of which contracts are about to expire or what has, you know, maybe an extension option pending at the end of the fiscal year. We try to get in front of our clients and get in front of these contracts to ensure the options are on track or that a recompete is on schedule. And if not, we really need to be prepared to suggest another option. Maybe it's a bridge contract to help the client get through fiscal year end. We also look at our clients', you know, broader goals overall and try to figure out how do we use our existing contracts and vehicles to help support at year end, you know, either through contract modifications to existing programs or even as the year end draws closer to look at are there studies or there pilots we can do to help meet client objectives as well to help ourselves position for next year.
This happens every year, though, and it always seems like there's this rush toward the end on both sides of this. Why is this so hard to pin down? Why is it so squishy?
Squishy is a good word. I think a lot of it is just the fact that you've got government acquisition staffs that are really overburdened, and when it comes down to year end, I mean, as I had mentioned, there are a lot of opportunities we've been looking for earlier in the year that have been delayed for various reasons. And as they're trying to get those out by the end of the year, they're also faced with this large amount of money that needs to be spent, and the perception is still out there that it's use it or lose it. So, you know, I think what people typically expect at year end is they typically expect to see a lot of product, you know, IT hardware, office supplies, those types of orders, which are you know, fairly quick to get out, but the reality is there are a lot of services requirements that do take additional time that need to be awarded by the end of the year. And, you know, some of the things that we've tried to do from our side to prepare better is, you know, at Serco, we asked our operations teams to pre-register any task order requests that they were expecting through the end of the year so that we can prioritize them, you know, in terms of our internal tracking and proposal support. You know, we've also rolled out a task order tracking tool, which will allow us to send new task order requests to all of our internal units and teaming partners at once. Really, the best part of this tool is that it provides real-time tracking as who has viewed and responded to the request, which eliminates, on our end, the need for follow-up email and phone calls and has saved us, you know, precious time in what's already a condensed response period. And it really allows us more time to actually focus on proposal preparation.
We're speaking with Stephanie Ambrose. She's vice president at Serco. And so it sounds like all the work should not be squeezed down to the contract officer, but maybe the program people who actually need the services or goods ought to make sure that they do their planning properly and not just throw it over the transom at the last moment. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, absolutely. Advance notice is key. I mean, if there's time to release, you know, an RFI or a sources sought notice, that would be great. You know, draft RFPs are great also. I would think that early feedback from contractors really will help them to tighten their requirements and can lead to a shorter proposal and evaluation period and likely would limit requests for extensions on proposal due dates. you know, at this point where we really are getting late in the year, it is, I understand it is difficult to kind of get advanced documentations out, but I would certainly hope that contracting shops would be as open as possible to vendor comments and questions and grant reasonable extensions as needed, because really the goal is to get out high-quality bids. And, you know, the idea is that the vendor community really needs to fully understand requirements in order to propose solutions that are, you know, compliant, complete, and realistic in terms of solutions and price. I think another factor to be considered is the fact that, you know, we contractors have limited resources as well. You know, as we approach year-end, bid and proposal dollars are starting to dwindle, and the opportunities that we're most likely to support are those that we know about in advance and are able to actually assign resources to.
Now, some of the federal contract managers, people that own the GWACs, for example, so to speak, they stay up late to get orders on the very last day of, you know, September 30th. Do contractors typically work through midnight on September 30th to make sure that the last orders get through and processed?
Absolutely. You know, we normally have people working, you know, working late several weeks leading up to year end, really to make sure that proposals are out there on time, to make sure, you know, questions and clarifications are processed. For us, it's not so much a matter of making sure orders are processed by midnight September 30th. I mean, as long as we receive them by September 30th, we will have folks looking at them, you know, making sure that everything that we receive is accurate and can be processed. So for us, it's really up until September 30th, just making sure that all of our proposals have been issued and that you know, we've responded to all of our clients.
And briefly, our last question: in your experiences, are there mistakes that are made repeated year after year? Pitfalls, and what should people be avoiding? And what would your advice be?
The biggest pitfall I see is that I think that it's a common instinct on the government side and even on contractor side sometimes, is to really, you know, kind of burrow in and just plow through the work and the lines of communication close down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really critical to keep those lines of communication open, to really be as responsive as possible to contractor comments and questions. I mean, really, ultimately, the goal is to get, you know, the best quality solution at the best price. And in order to do that, really need to maintain those lines of communication, even though everybody is really under stress and the workloads have really piled up.